Shvi of Lachacha gives us an insight into the origins of Yitzchak. Of course, the Pshuto Shel Mikra, as Rashi notes, is the Chedva, that's the Targum Unklos, that Avram experienced, Vayipol Avraham al Panav Yitzchak, as opposed to Sarah, Vatitzchak Sarah Bekirba Lemor, which the Targum renders in a completely different sense of Mechayich, which is also the Lashon that we associate with Ishmael, Asher Yaldali Abraham Mitzachek, which Rashi affiliates with Avodah Zarah and Gilei Arayos and Shvichos Damim and other such things. So if I pull Abraham al Panav Yitzchak, that sort of purity, that simcha, pure joy that enveloped Avram with the thought of becoming a father through Sarah, was the legacy of that particular name. But there's another dimension to Yitzchak, which Rashi quotes, and again, everybody knows my netiya. I'm not generally one for, gematrias and Rashi Tevos and things like that, but this is a Rashi, and I think it's actually a very, deep perspective. I'm not saying against the Mishnah Navos of Parparos L'Chachma, I just, think that it has to be done responsibly. So Yitzchak, let's start with the Tzadi, is, the 90 years of Sarah when he was born. Kuf, of course, is the 100 years of Avram. Ches is the Yimei Mila that was, part of Yitzchak's legacy. Vayamal Avram is Yitzchak beno ben Shmonas Yamim, Kasher Tzivo So Elokim. Yitzchak's birth is completely associated with, Knisa Libris and the, announcement of his arrival, so to speak, in Shvi'i of Lachacha is tied up with Bris Mila, so it makes perfect sense, what this, Medrash is stating, the Ches Limei Mila, that was like part of his identity in some intrinsic way. The Yud is the most fascinating, right? Keneged Asara Nisyonos, Yitzchak. Of course, we know that, Asara Nisyonos Nisnasa Avram Avinu Alav HaShalom V'Amad B'chulan Leodia Kama Chibato Shel Avram Avinu. So what exactly is it doing is the first oath to the name of Yitzchak. And this is, of course, the essential, linchpin of Yitzchak's personality. Ela Toldos Yitzchak Ben Avram, Avram Holid Es Yitzchak. If you want to understand anything about Yitzchak, you have to understand the way that Yitzchak understood himself. In general, in life, it's very important to understand how people think of themselves and people's own narratives. If you want to have a sense of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, we have to try to put ourselves in other people's shoes, understand their stories. Yitzchak's self-understanding was as his father's son, as his loyal son of his father, by Yochu Shneyam Yachdav, the same worldview. Yitzchak had gevura in that way. He was able to sublimate, ego to continuing the mission of his father, right? His father was a pioneer, and Yitzchak, of course, repeats all the stories of Avram's life, but from a different perspective, V'chol HaBeiros, all of the wells, right? Asher Chafru B'mei Avraham Aviv, Sitmum Plishtim Ayimalum Afar, and Yitzchak not only, went and redug them, but V'yikral HaMshemos Kashimos Asher Kara Lohen Aviv. He called them names in accordance with the names that his father had given them. That was the story of Yitzchak's life. So the Asara Nisyonos of Avram, of course, they're in Avram's biography, but they are formative in terms of Yitzchak's own life. He understands himself in every sense of the term as his father's son. And that takes us back to Bris Mila, Vayamol Avraham es Yitzchak Beno Ben Shmonas Yamim. Kasher Tzivao So Elokim, it's Yitzchak Beno. And, this is a trajectory that, of course, it comes to its crescendo in the Akedah. Vayomer Yitzchak El Avraham Avi, Vayomer Avi, Vayomer Hineni Vni. The Av and Ben dynamic, reaches its apotheosis with Avram and Yitzchak. And, of course, that's paradigmatic of what a father-son relationship should be and can be. From the perspective of Yadus, it's the first Masorah-based relationship, right? Avram is Tchila, he's the beginning of the story. Yitzchak is the first son, and Yitzchak is the quintessential son. So his father's experiences, the Asara Nisyonos of Avram Avinu, became, sort of the first oaths of the life of Yitzchak, that he adopted that vicariously by proxy, and his father's story, came alive within him, Krad Avua, so he could continue his father's legacy. Good job, everybody.